Hello, I'm Louise Lubin, and this podcast is 8 Tips to Improve Your Dance of Communication. Now, we can all agree that cancer is certainly a major life stressor. With all the changes in the roles and responsibilities that come with how cancer affects you as well as family and friends, being able to effectively communicate and solve issues is really vital. Being able to have a clear, open dialogue for some of those difficult discussions is really important. This podcast will give you some important tips for sound communication, whether the discussion is with your family, at work, with your doctors, or your friends. Although these tips are really valuable for everyone, when you are going through the kind of changes and confusion that cancer can bring, direct, clear, and open communication becomes even more important. So when the conversation begins and the topic is not going to be easy, the first tip is to learn to listen. You have to be ready to set aside your point of view to be able to really hear what the other person is saying. Being right can be a very strong drug, but don't let it keep you from being open to listening. How many times have you said, "We just aren't communicating"? Most of the time when we have a difficult issue to discuss, we're more interested in getting our message across than listening to the other person. Effective communication is, however, as much about listening as it is about speaking. Being a good listener is more than just keeping quiet and acting nice. It's going to require active effort on your part, as well as being open and being receptive to the other person. We all know when someone is really listening to us or is just sort of there with little connection. When you listen, ask for clarity. When you ask for more information, the other person has a better sense that you're really interested in what they're saying. Try, for example, "Please, can you tell me more about that?" Or, "Can you give me an example?" Now remember, don't ask too many why questions, because number one, those why questions are often very difficult to answer. And two, they really can create some real defensiveness. Instead of saying, "Why do you feel that way?" try something like, "Help me understand what you're trying to say." When you're listening, pay attention to the content of what's being said, but don't just repeat back what you heard. Try to summarize what the other person has said to you in your own words. For example, "Is what I heard you say..." Try to listen between the lines. What might the other person be feeling but not saying? Listen, if you can, to the meaning of what's being said. When you really listen with intention and try to understand feelings and facts, you can get a clearer view of what the other person may be trying to say. Then you can say with an accepting, non-judgmental attitude, "Is it possible that you feel such and such because of whatever?" Tip number two, use what I call I language. When you say, "I feel upset," you're taking responsibility for how you're feeling. Whenever anyone hears, "You made me," the conversation gets stuck because you've put the other person on the defense. Using I language avoids making assumptions about the other person and opens the door to a greater chance of being heard. Tip number three, watch your body language. as actions speak louder than words. Research shows that more than half of what we communicate is conveyed by our body language. How you hold your body and the expression on your face, all of these provide some information about how you're feeling. Sometimes even saying nothing at all can be interpreted by someone as, "Leave me alone." When you are trying to be assertive, the goal of which is to communicate your needs, look directly at the other person. When the other person's words don't match their actions, point it out in a friendly way. For example, "I hear you saying that you want to do that, but you look kind of tired. Is that really what you want to do, or would you prefer that we do it another time?" Tip number 4, choose your words with care. Be clear and specific. Avoid using words like "you always do that" or "you never do that." How many things in life are really truly that black or white? Don't kitchen sink your issues with the other person. Stick to one issue at a time without bringing up all the problems you have with someone. Try to avoid exaggerating or using sarcasm, even if you're really upset. It will only keep you from finding agreement. Try not to preach or lecture. No one likes to be on the receiving end of that kind of conversation. Tip number 5, check it out. Don't make assumptions about what other people may be thinking or feeling. Couples are especially good at thinking they know what their partner is thinking or feeling. Their thoughts go to, "I've been with him or her for so long, I know what they're really thinking." Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't know what is going on for someone unless they tell you, and then you have to believe that they're being honest and upfront with you. Tip number 6, deal with it sooner than later. Difficult issues or conflicts seldom get better by avoidance. Bring up your concerns before you get too upset, because it helps keep the conversation from becoming an argument even before it begins. If you are less upset or annoyed, you are more able to see a different point of view and perhaps even have a better understanding of the other person's opinion. We all have our blind spots with regard to our own behavior. There are times when criticism is justified. Learn how to own negative feedback that's given to you. It's an important life skill. When you're criticized, ask yourself, does this seem reasonable? Is it fact or opinion? Are there others who might agree or disagree with this point of view? How might other people have behaved? Although all of us make mistakes, remember, you don't have to be perfect to be worthy of love. Tip number 7, practice praising. No one ever gets enough positive praise. Being authentic and try to acknowledge what activity or quality or attribute the other person has shown. It often helps to start with something positive when you're planning on criticizing another person. Remember, you must be real with what you're saying, or it'll seem phony and make things even worse. Tip number 8, feelings often don't make sense and aren't necessarily rational. Some people always need to be right. Most people just want to be heard. There are certainly unacceptable actions and behaviors, but try to accept other people's feelings. You may not understand that person's feelings, but you can at least validate and acknowledge that they feel that way. If you truly come to a difficult issue with an attitude of collaboration, the chance for success is greatly improved. Any issue can become a control battle between two people. Communication is a dance whose steps you can learn. You can't change anyone else, but you can start with your own behavior. Try these tips. It will help you change the music and change the dance of communication. Thanks for listening.